Welcome to episode 7 of A Week at WEC, the special season of podcasts celebrating the recent World Environmental Education Congress 2024, hosted by the UAE in Abu Dhabi. Now, WEC, as we refer to the Congress, proved to be a unique event in the environmental education field. It was an international gathering to discuss, to learn, to network, and to share knowledge aimed at building and creating a sustainable, greener world through education. Over the course of 4 days, 3,000 delegates from 83 countries worldwide engaged in stimulating plenary sessions, presentations, workshops, and roundtables that allowed the flourishing of new ideas and the exchange of thoughts and knowledge between professionals in the field, alongside over 330 speakers who led more than 300 parallel sessions. Now, those are the stats. But WEC was also an event where we heard plenty from the youth voice as well at the Youth Environmental Education Congress. Now, for this special season of podcasts and for the upcoming fourth season of the EAD podcast Naturally Educated, which is out soon, we'd set up camp, really, at the podcast booth for the 4 days of the event. And we spoke to some of the speakers and the delegates. And since the podcast booth just happened to be right next to the Youth Congress, it meant we were also able to speak to lots of the youth attendees too. And so in this episode, it's time to hear from the youth, the young people who attended the event, who hung out at the Youth Pavilion. We wanted to see what they thought, what they're doing to be more sustainable, how they felt, and what they hoped to take away from WEC.
My name is Abdullah Mohammed Al-Haddadi. I am 17 years old and I attend Al-Ittihad National Private School here in Abu Dhabi. I am actually the second youngest international member of the youth committee, so I am here to advocate for youth, to give them the platform that they deserve and to learn more about youth and their achievements and the challenges they wish to overcome.
Abdullah told us what he does to contribute to a sustainable future.
I mostly work as an advocate for multiple different institutions, such as the Sustainable Schools Initiative, where my school is one of the leading 460 schools in the program. So not only do I advocate within my school to successfully reduce waste and conserve water, I also go around multiple initiatives and attend tons of events, such as the World Congress here today and COP28 that just happened at the end of last year. So I like to say that my main role in contributions towards sustainability is mostly about raising awareness, because I believe that spreading the message and knowledge are the most powerful ways to spread the thought of sustainability and successfully achieve it.
He also told us what he'd learned during his time at WEC.
I have taken away a lot of things. I have learned about many people's achievements, which has inspired me to further my aspirations and further my advocacy for sustainability with outside of just the confines of my own country and my own local environment, such as beginning working with Japanese exchange students actually to teach them about sustainability. And with the session we just had, I learned about the inclusion of people with determination within sustainability and how to give them the message of environmental education.
Abdullah Al-Haddadi, a student at Al-Ittihad National Private School in Abu Dhabi and a volunteer at the Youth Congress for the full 4 days, working really hard to spread the word, and a great guy as well. Fatima Al-Ramathi is also a student at Al-Ittihad National Private School. She was also a volunteer at the Youth Pavilion. Fatima told us what she does to try to make things better and to be more sustainable in everyday life.
So I clean the street every day. Like, that's an actual activity that I do. So I go on walks every morning before dawn, prayer dawn. And I go around the neighborhood and I go and pick up the garbage. Our neighbor doesn't have at all. They throw their garbages everywhere. I have a garbage picker. And it's just a fun activity for me, honestly. I really enjoy it. So that's one way I can really kind of live sustainably. You know, I am trying to get into that lifestyle. Yeah.
WEC 2024 was attended by students from all over the UAE.
Hello, I'm Lujana Wadallah, and I'm studying at Al Ain University.
LeJane at WEC as a session reporter from Allain University. Here's a little of what she does to try to contribute to a more sustainable lifestyle.
Personally, I stopped using notebooks, and I completely depend on using the iPad and technologies, as well as I stopped using also the plastic bags, and started receiving the bills on my emails rather than taking them from the groceries.
LeJane also listed some of her takeaways from WEC.
Oh, what I have learned from these sessions, how to interact with people and how to make researches, because all the presenters are researchers, so I gain a lot of information, new terms, new vocabulary, different information about the environment. I really educated myself in the environment and how to have a sustainable life.
This is episode 7 of A Week at WEC, a special season of podcasts from the Environment Agency Abu Dhabi, celebrating the youth voices at the World Environmental Education Congress 2024.
My name is Saud Shamsi. And thank you for an interview with us. I just want to talk about myself. I'm a deaf disability. I live in Sharjah. I just come to Abu Dhabi to this beautiful event and the whole activity there. I just watch a lot of things. I learn a lot of things. I just like included with ALBA from, we just like get invite from ALBA to just included with a disability to tell the community about us, what the challenge we have it. I'm actually influencer. I have like more than 100,000 in Instagram. Just like what I do in Instagram, like just give advice, give a good thing for our community from deaf, like in sign language. And thank you to invite us here to approve to the whole community about the deaf disability. And thank you for this lovely interview.
Saud Al-Shamsi, a person of determination, an advocate for promotion of Arabic sign language, an Instagram influencer, and a student from Sharjah at WEC 2024. Next up, we chatted to Pierre, a young student at the Spanish school in Abu Dhabi who was on a school trip to WEC. Now, here's how Pierre tries to be more sustainable.
I recycle and I actually don't litter. In my school, we even designed a recycling box, one for plastic and one for paper.
A student from the Spanish school in Abu Dhabi, that was Pierre. Now, one of the standout things about WEC 2024 was that it attracted visitors from across the region.
My name is Aisha. I'm from Bahrain. I work in the Bahrain Science Center for SDGs as an SDGs programs and youth activities specialist. Basically, we aim to raise awareness about the 17 Sustainable Development Goals and to empower youth to play an active role in having solutions, sustainable solutions for the SDGs and environment. I'm here as a speaker, but my actual goal is basically to take as much as I can from the other speakers so I can implement more programs in Bahrain. So I have many experts here who did many programs. So I can take the program, reshape it, and have it in Bahrain.
Aisha told us what she does in her everyday life to try to be more sustainable.
I almost stopped using plastic. Maybe you can see that I have my own water bottle. And I always try to, as much as I can, be with the younger generation so I can have the sustainable mindset in them. This is what I can do in daily life, basically.
Aisha Al-Sharouki, a Youth Sustainable Development Goals Activities Specialist from Bahrain. Now, as I mentioned, WEC 2024 and the Youth Congress that we know as YEC attracted visitors from all over the region. In fact, it attracted visitors from all over the world.
I'm Niji Ninomiya Lim and I go to Tokyo Metropolitan Hokusai High School. I'm here to create the connections with young, inspiring people for our future. I'm a part of Fridays for Future Tokyo, and I also have founded my organization in my hometown. So we do the demonstration in front of the train station every month to address the climate crisis and also we do some cleanup events in my hometown to make our town a better place.
In Abu Dhabi for WEC 2024, that was Nijin, all the way from Tokyo Metropolitan Kokusai High School in Meguro City, Tokyo. Manar Badai is a 20-year-old communications coordinator and a climate activist who came to Abu Dhabi to participate specifically in the Youth Congress. Here's what Manar took away from the event.
I think I've learned that environmental education is really crucial. I wasn't environmentally educated. I've never studied anything related to environment ever in my whole life, neither in school or in a university. And so I realized that coming here and seeing other people who actually learned through environmental education, how advanced their knowledge is in comparison with mine. And it got me a little bit nostalgic about my school years, but it also got me to learn more about why and how environmental education can be really life-changing for a lot of young people who are here. It's been inspiring to learn their stories.
Next up, from the Youth Voices at WEC, here's Aliazia Alkabi, who was at the event in her role as a communications specialist. And here is how she tries to be more sustainable.
Well, I stopped using single-use plastics in general, like using flasks instead of plastic water bottles and tote bags instead of plastic bags, basically. Also, I drive an electric car now, and I always try my best to find new ways to be as sustainable as possible, of course.
Just some of the youth voices from WEC 2024 and from the Youth Congress. And we really asked everyone anywhere near the podcast booth and the Youth Pavilion three main questions. Why they attended, what they're doing to be more sustainable in their life, in their everyday life, and what they've learned, or what they hoped to learn. And those were just some of the answers. That's pretty much it for this episode of A Week at WEC. We've just got time to hear from four students who dropped by the podcast booth on day three. Now, if I'm really honest, we talk mainly about football, some more football, and then probably some more football. But we did just find a little bit of time to chat about how they viewed the event, what the environment means to them, and how they view their environmental future.
My name is Nahil, and my school is Al-Ghazali School.
My name is Hamdan Saleh Al-Jabri, and I'm from Al-Ghazali School.
My name is Faisal Hussein, a.k.a. F3MK, and I'm from Al-Ghazali School.
My name is Saeed Ali, and I'm from Al-Ghazali School, one of the finest schools in the United Arab Emirates.
Let's just find out, before we get onto the burning topic, the most important topic that you guys all want to talk about, which is football, let's talk about why you're here at the conference, at the Congress, and what you hope to learn about the environment.
I want to learn more about the environment and how climate change works. That's why we came here.
And I came here because I wanted to learn everything about podcast and learn things with my friends and with you.
Okay.
I was forced.
I had a feeling you'd be different.
Yeah, actually, I'm forced.
Did you come? Did the school make you come? Did they?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think about the environment? What do you think is important?
Everything. Without environment, we're nothing. We're not living. We don't have something to support us to live. No oxygen, no water, no food. Then we look skinny till we die.
And it's important that we look after the environment.
Yes,
that's
of course.
The key.
I came here to learn more about the environment.
And what have you learned so far, do you think?
A lot of things that I never could have imagined.
What do you guys think is the most important thing that you could go home with today? When you go home and you go back to your mum and dad and you have your evening meal and you want to tell them about something that you learned today, what do you think you'd like to be able to go home and say to your mother, your father, your brothers, sisters, uncles, cousins, whatever?
Maybe like about the birds that are here. There's an interesting fact about them, and that when there's let's say the UAE has cold weather, they would go to another country that has a hot weather so they could stay there.
Exactly. So migration. That's a good point.
Yeah. I don't know. And I didn't learn anything because The thing that they were saying was in another language that I couldn't understand.
Okay, so, yeah. But you're going to spend the day here, so you're going to get something, I think, from this. So when you go home, you can discuss it with your family.
It's about podcast only.
You're here about the podcast.
Yeah.
The broadcast and the food I ate.
I would like to go home and tell them that I learned how they can see what weather we have in the United Arab Emirates by the van they had up there. And also, I would like to go home and tell them I learned about a new bird that I never knew even existed.
Mm-hmm.
And that I was in a podcast.
Nahil, Adnan, Faisal and Saeed, four young students from Al Ghazali School in Abu Dhabi who dropped into the podcast room, converged on the podcast room at the Youth Pavilion at WEC 2024. Great bunch of guys, and it was a lot of fun chatting to them as well. As I mentioned earlier, we spent a long time talking about their favourite topic of conversation, football. And I can confirm that Cristiano Ronaldo is as popular as ever. But as you heard, they still had plenty to say about the environment and a sustainable future. So that's it for A Week at WEC. And in this final episode, the thoughts of some of the young people we spoke to at the World Environmental Education Congress, WEC 2024, in Abu Dhabi. Thanks for joining us for this very special season of podcasts. And don't forget to join Abdulrahman Al-Zabi and me, Tim Elliott, soon for season 4 of Naturally Educated, where we'll be taking a deep dive into environmental education, or if you prefer, ESD, Education for Sustainable Development. That's coming soon, wherever you find your podcasts.